Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
George, you look good, and I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I really am trying to say your name without being a jerk about it.
You said it right, I think.
It's Strombolopoulos, right?
It's perfect, man.
Right.
Perfect.
People must have given you a hard time about that.
I didn't learn how to spell it until I was in fifth grade, man.
Yeah,
seriously.
I
sat at the back of a portable looking at my name on the wall, the library sign-out card. Going like this.
Strombolopoulos.
Until I figured out the system.
Greek, right?
It's Greek. My mom is Ukrainian, so I got a bit of both.
Bit of both what?
Greek and Ukrainian.
All in the Strombolopoulos?
Well, mostly in the Strombolopoulos.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say. So George is Ukrainian and Strombolopoulos well, is who you are at night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man's got to have two sons.
Yeah, that's right. Yin and yang, sacred, profane. Yeah.
I got them both. Dude, I've been in the show three times before, sitting right out there in that audience.
Why?
The truth is I wanted to visit Tom Snyder's set. I wanted to see what it was like.
Right,
I'm such a huge fan of yours, man. So I would come here and watch the performance. It was fun. Jeff's here. Secretariat, it's a day or two before Secretariat's birthday. I believe it's a birthday on the 30th, so it's an honor to be here in this time. C'est vrai, yes.
Who sent you?
You know, he did there what I love to do with guests on my show. He did the research, he knows what he's talking about, and he comes out and he cares more about... I mean, here he is being interviewed.
Yeah.
And he throws down the stuff to freak out Mr. Ferguson. George Strombolopoulos on the Craig Ferguson Show, a beautiful television moment. George, how you doing, buddy?
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, brother. I love that you're playing the Black Crowes on the way, and I love that track.
Are you wearing a white dress right now? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm currently not. I'm wearing skinny gray jeans, and I'm standing outside my favorite Vietnamese restaurant in Toronto.
Wow. You are standing outside a restaurant just to do our show today? Are you kidding me?
Well, what's funny is that I'm happy to do it, of course. I was inside, and then the phone rang from you guys, and my ringtone is Master of Puppets by Metallica. So this very quiet restaurant suddenly got really loud. But it was quiet, and all you heard was chopsticks clinking into bowls, and you heard, Master, Master. Very funny. Which is more appropriate, but it used to be an NWA song, which is a way less appropriate
song. Yeah.
So it's good.
Nice reference. You are a walking concordance of useful stuff. Dr. Strombo, I had no idea I should be referring to you as that. Dr. Strombo.
Well, I know, that's so strange, isn't it?
What was it, University of Calgary or something?
Yeah, it was a doctorate of laws a few years ago. Very kind of them. I didn't even really know what an honorary doctorate was until they asked me about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
So I thought I would go do it. But, it's kind of – I guess I am technically a doctor.
I love it.
Minus the student debt. I'm the doctor. Minus the student
You know, you are, without a shadow of a doubt, the best arena announcer in a hockey musical ever.
Hey, listen, that was one of the highlights of my life. Score a hockey musical. Are you kidding me, man? Thank you for that. I loved being in that movie.
Now, you are a bit of a hockey junkie. You have had therapy for this. And I think tonight might be the night where your issues will be resolved, because the Toronto Maple Leafs, I predict, will be up by four, and then it'll be a tie game in the third period again.
Listen, if that would be the leafiest ending ever, if that were true. I am a super hockey fan, as you know, Drew, and I'm looking forward to the game tonight. But I've been really thinking in my head the last couple of days to find a way to maybe not care as much as I do, because I don't really care about the outcome as much as I used to anymore, because, you know, the more you spend time getting older, and you start to look at value, and it's like, man, I waste a lot. And I was thinking about this as CBC lost the hockey rights, or didn't lose the hockey rights, as they changed. I was thinking about all the hours of television. People kept saying 350 hours of television a year, 400 hours of television. I thought, man, I've probably spent 4,000 hours of my life sitting in front of a television watching something that doesn't care about me. Why would I do that to myself?
Yeah, that's called marriage.
Yeah, well, listen, I avoided that. I dodged that bullet for a while. And I'm still managing to, but I'm excited about the game.
By the way, just to kind of flash back to the Ferguson, one of the best guys out there, I really, really enjoy his style. What did he whisper in your ear at the end of that interview? Do you remember?
He said, go get him and good luck, man.
Really?
And then you said something else that I won't repeat. But it was it was positive.
Nice.
It was very positive. Yeah, I'm a really big fan of Craig Ferguson, as you are. And when I first got the CNN gig, and I signed up with some people, they and like publicists who are working on promoting the show, they said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "The thing I want to do the most is Ferguson." And then that was the one that they booked. So I was very excited about that.
That's a very cool moment when you pointed out that you were sitting in the audience thrice.
Thrice, man, thrice. I've seen most of the shows, the talk shows, Kimmel twice, but Ferguson more than any of them. I've even seen Arsenio in the audience the
wow.
first time around.
Wow.
Back in the 80s. Yeah, yeah. So I love the talk show format. And Ferguson is my favorite for a few reasons. Number one, I think he's deadly funny.
Yeah.
But I remember the night of the Haiti earthquake, the big one, Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien, you know, using it to the best of their ability, their comedy, were hammering on each other over that whole late night debacle, courtesy of Jeff Zucker. So that whole thing that was going down, that's what they talked about that night on the air, where Ferguson went on the air that night and said, "You know what? It's a really bad day today in the world, and I don't really feel like doing all these jokes." And I remember the time that Britney Spears had her meltdown.
Exactly, exactly.
And, you know, he went on the air and said, "I'm not going to make fun of a girl who's sick." He's like, "I was in rehab 10 years ago. Why would I do that?" And I thought, even though, you know, I have my own feelings on Britney Spears and what she does,
sure,
I really admired the fact that Craig was like, "Yeah, because I don't like jokes about addicts." You know, and I don't think they're funny. And Craig was the only late night talk show guy who seemed to get that.
So you don't like jokes about addicts, which is why Rob Ford is a free for all.
Yeah, well, Rob Ford's not an addict, though. Right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's open to slapping around.
Totally, absolutely. Here's the thing about Mayor Ford, which I find so fascinating. I don't think he has a problem. I think he's a jerk, and that's the difference. And the only reason I say that is because of the way he conducts himself.
Yeah,
and the things he says, and the avalanche of lies is astonishing. Then my favorite one now is how he keeps going on and telling everybody, "Oh, I admitted my problems. I admitted." No, you didn't. No. You got caught. Yeah. You lied and lied and lied. Then you got caught and then you admitted them. That's not the same thing.
He makes televangelists look good.
It is. And it's really funny that you say that. Oh, they'll find their way, Drew. Don't worry. They'll televangelists will be back. What I wonder is, what will a televangelist do when that audience is no longer around?
When they're all dead and you're not able to sell hope anymore to people that are naive.
Well yeah, and or how do you sell hope to people who want to consume media on their phones and their iPads, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's when that idea of that trapped audience, we, in my business, doing a talk show, we have the same reality. Sports is trying to figure out what they're going to do. What are those religious organizations going to do when kids don't want to consume it the way their parents did?
Speaking of parents, I really, really, really want to know how your mom is.
My mom is good. She's we were on the phone today. My mom is constantly showing up at my house in moments when she probably shouldn't. And I think even though I'm 41, over the last 2 years, she's had a real shift. And I feel for her. Yeah, my mom is good, man. She's she's ever the soldier for the Lord.
She, of all the people that have listened to our show over the last 11 years, 10 and a half, she has been the kindest listener we have had.
Did she call you?
I can't tell you. No, I can't tell you. I can't say it on air because it would embarrass her. She's just been kind and generous. That's all I need to say. Okay?
Well, I'm happy to hear you. She's a pretty remarkable lady, that mother of mine. And she's a fan of yours.
Can I say that I had no idea you had a hot sister? Excuse me? What?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, Natasha's totally hot.
Okay, let's move on from that. I did a search for you, and you know when you Google search for somebody, on the right side of the page, Google comes up with some other people you might be interested in.
Right.
Who do you think was on that right side?
Oh, I have no idea.
Guess. Guess.
But isn't it based on your search history, not on me?
No. These people all have something kind of in the same vein as you.
Prime Minister Harper.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. No. If you were to search my name, who would come up on the right side? I imagine one of them would be, like, you're talking about other media personalities?
Yes.
Rick Campanelli. One should be you.
Yeah.
I think one should be you. Well, you and I both, we throw kerosene on buildings, so I can see that.
One of them is a Rick, but it's not that Rick you talked about.
Rick Mercer.
Yes.
Oh, that's an honor, King.
And the other one is the guy who got in trouble by a actor / rock star who didn't want to be known as an actor, just a rock star.
Gian.
Thank you.
Yeah, that must be the CBC search power.
There it is. And then the other one, keep going in this vein, the other one, it used to have wisps of hair on the top of his head that he should have gotten rid of a long time ago. as a respected newsman.
Listen, if you're talking about Peter, there's no shoulda with Peter. He does whatever he wants.
There is a god status there at the CBC for Peter. I've seen his office, and that's a god office.
Oh, yeah, Peter's the king, man. Peter, like, I mean, I said Rick is the king, too, but Peter's really the reason why we do what we do. When I first started working there, it was Peter Mansbridge's support that allowed the show to continue in a way. You know, he embraced us in the building, and that was really important because other people in the building started to embrace us, you know, once Peter did. And I wouldn't have re-signed there if I didn't have the relationship with Peter that I did.
Good.
You know, we got along so well.
The final one is some East Indian guy who I think is a comedian or something. I don't know who that is.
Russell Peters?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. Something like that. I don't care.
Russell's dynamite. If it was Russell and I grew up in the same neighborhood.
Is he Hollywood now, though? Is there a part of you that says, dude, just meet him out in public one night and just slap him? Just once and say, dude, come on.
No. Why? He's not Hollywood. He's always who he is.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. I've known him since I guess we're teenagers. A girl I was going out with when I was about 17 told me, she's like, you got to meet my friend Russell. He's the best. What I like about Russell is the same guy now that he was back then. He's also maybe the most generous person you're going to come across in the game.
Oh, man. You see, now I feel bad. Jeez.
Well, no, like, you know, he's edgy, right? Russell's a self, like, Russell will admit that he's got that streak in him. But I guess maybe I feel like I do. And so I understand where that comes from. I don't think he's Hollywood. I just think he's rich.
And there's a difference, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight edge. Let's talk about straight edge. Most people don't know what that means. But when I was speaking with Biff Naked a few months ago, I said to her that you and she should do some project together.
Are you talking about raising a family?
No, come on.
She's amazing.
Imagine those kids. Good night.
I love Biffy. I've worked with Biff in a couple of different contexts, you know, in terms of shows or whatever we've worked on. I'm a really big fan of hers. She's clean too, right?
Yeah, she's good. I mean, I really enjoyed our conversation with her. And, you know, we talked about, you know, God stuff and, you know, the usual thing. Actually, speaking of that, have you had any God guests lately? I know the last time I saw you in person, I think I was down to visit my buddy Paul Young, who you had on the show, wrote the
Shack.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, big Bill Paul. We just had Joel Osteen on, the pastor.
Okay.
And I had this other guy, I'm blanking on his name now, but he's the guy that wrote the book. Why am I blanking on his name? I know his name. Now, he wrote the book, Why I Hate Religion and Love Jesus.
Oh, was that the guy who had the spoken word video that went viral?
Yeah. Yeah, that kid, yeah. Yeah, I had him and Pastor Joel on.
Okay, if you've had God people on, let me tell you about an atheist I had on recently.
Okay.
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, he's amazing.
It was fantastic. It was probably, aside from my time with you, the most enjoyable radio I've had in a long, long time.
Oh, I'm happy to hear it.
Yeah.
Penn's really important, man. Penn is doing some really cool stuff for the dark side.
We had a great discussion. Matter of fact, I'm now reconsidering my definition of agnostic and atheist. Because I used to say, you know, an agnostic is a guy who wasn't sure there really is a God. And an atheist is someone who believes the same but is a jerk.
But now listen, that sounds like a very, very fundamentalist Christian point of view.
You know me better than that. You know me better than that.
I know. I try to tell my mom all the time. I'm like, you know, the idea of, I joke with her about how I don't even like the word atheism, because atheism applies that we are opposite of the theists, right?
Yeah.
And not that I say we, because I don't want to labor myself with anything, but it's like, why is the onus on us to prove that there is anything? I tell my mom that there are people who have religious faith, and then there are reasonable people. And sometimes people who are reasonable also have religious faith.
Yeah.
Right? But I want to count myself in the group of reasonable. I love having God people on the show when they are willing to treat the conversation as a philosophical one. If they're not, if they're willing, if it's only going to be a dogmatic conversation, the interview usually sucks, man, because you can't actually have a smart conversation at all surrounding dogma. It has to be philosophical if you're going to talk to somebody who doesn't share your belief system. That's why you're good at this, because you can have a philosophical, thoughtful conversation about it. And so when you have someone who can have that, it's a special conversation. And Penn is very good at that.
He is very good at that. You know who I should hook you up with? It was at last Halloween, I think, I had the high priest from the Church of Satan on, Peter Gilmore.
Oh, Peter Gilmore. Yeah, Peter's been, I love this. He's got the best name. He's been on my show a couple times. His name is, his title is The Black Pope.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember on, I think it was June 6, 2006, when it was 666.
Oh, right, right,
calendar,
right.
I had Peter Gilmore on and Tom Araya from Slayer, and we secretly did our black arts show. And it was when we were on Newsworld, man. We were live on Newsworld, and it was all Satan for fun, obviously.
All Satan, because, all the time.
Exactly. It was just for fun. But yeah, I like Peter Gilmore quite a bit, actually. And I remember the next day after that show aired, a woman in our audience, she was probably 92 years old, said, you know, I watched that show last night. And I didn't realize Satanists, that's what they were about. And I said, yeah, that's what they're about. And she said, I think I might be a Satanist. She was in her 90s, and it made me laugh.
We had to talk about the Rob Ford thing once. We've only talked about it once. Uh-huh. We opened up the phone lines, took some calls. And this dear, sweet, older black lady called in, you know, the Jamaican accent and everything. And she says, you know, I don't think Rob Ford is a crack addict. I said, oh, really? Well, why is that? Because, man, I ain't never seen a crack addict that fat. Live on air, man. We lost it. We giggled, like, for 3 hours.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to say? Like, how do you handle that?
Nothing. You can't say anything.
No, you can't.
Okay, embarrassing moments for you. I know we've got to get you back into the restaurant here, and we'll let you go. By the way, thank you for calling in on my birthday. I don't want to sound like every other friggin' George Strombolopoulos suck-up creeper out there, but... You know, you are not a jerk. It'd be a lot easier to treat you normally if you were a jerk. But
right.
Everybody I talk to, aside from the fact you go through PAs faster than Bob Barker.
But that's a sign of a successful person, by the way. If you ever have an assistant, they should never really be with you longer than 2 years.
That's true.
They should always be graduated into the next job.
Okay. All right.
That's
see,
why.
You see, again with the nice guy stuff. Everybody stinking loves you. Sacha Baron Cohen, when he spilled... intentionally, the ashes of Saddam Hussein on Ryan Seacrest.
Unbelievable, right?
Do you think that was set up or not?
I don't think it was. And the only reason I think, I mean, it's always a good idea to tip off to somebody like Ryan that you're going to do it. But in my brief interactions with Sacha Baron Cohen, when he's in character, there is no heads up about anything. In fact, all his people around him, including... You know, like the camera operator who'll come in and set up lights or whatever, and the cameras, they'll even refer to him as His Highness. Like, there's no breaking character at all. So I have a feeling that he literally just... And the look on Ryan's face was so fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
No, that was TV gold right there. The only thing that made me not go conspiracy theory on this is the fact that, it was the reaction of security around him. I mean, the security that was on the red carpet came in and pulled him back with not a happy look in their face at all.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you, if Ryan Seacrest knew about it, that the security guards didn't know about it. I don't know if you just saw he won the Britannia Award recently, Sacha Baron Cohen, the Charlie Chaplin Award.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to YouTube it where he... gets this, the last living actress who worked with Charlie in a silent movie. She's in her 80s now, and she hands Sacha Baron Cohen a cane that Charlie danced with, and Sacha dances with it. It breaks. He falls on her and knocks her into the crowd. And I believe it was Salma Hayek who introduced him. But it turns out it was just a bit. It was shtick between Sacha and the stunt lady, but nobody else knew what was happening.
Oh, man.
You gotta see it, man. It's so funny. That's what makes me think he didn't tell her.
That is so the best. So, okay, embarrassing moment during the show. Anything?
Oh, it happens all the time where I'll be doing an interview and I'm so lost in the conversation, and then I jump into my head and I've got to go and do something else, and I totally forget the name of the person I'm talking to. Even if they're really famous, man, I'll stare at them. And I know their story, but I can't remember their name. So I'm often saying, right on, man. Hey, dude
buddy.
Hey, I hear you, sister. Because I can't remember their name. And that happens more and more where I remember all these little details.
Yeah.
But I'm the name is escaping me.
I'm not going to say I can relate to that because I'm in radio and you can't tell when I forget stuff.
Well, yeah, you have it written down in front of you.
Thank you. I'm not a complete idiot. Listen, I wish you the best. I do absolutely love everything. Well, not everything you do, but I do love what you do. And the fact that you've given a little schmuck like me the time of day, I appreciate it, man.
First of all, you're no schmuck. It's an honor to be on your show, and thank you for your time. You're a good man. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
Nice. It means you survived.
Thank you. Good to chat with you, George. Hey, folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now, look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now, sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?